Okay, so let's do the holy letters, the volume 4, and this is letter number 989, and this is addressed the 26th day of Nisan in Tavshi Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, New York. Peace and blessing. Now, many times there is no, in these letters, we don't have a name attached to it. Apparently that's to hide the identity whenever they didn't feel that it's from the public's knowledge, or it's maybe a letter which is more personal. They didn't put down the name over here so as not to embarrass somebody, something of that sort. The Rebbe actually gave over his archive of letters, and he authorized, initially it was Rabbi Simpson, to go through and to see those that are fitting to be published. Because they had asked to publish Rebbe's letters. It was a series. We published the previous Rebbe's letters and so on and before that. So they asked the Rebbe to publish his letters, and the Rebbe said somebody has to go through them and determine which are important for the public, you know, have use for the public. I mean, just a private letter that Rebbe's writing something without any real benefit to benefit anybody else. So what's the point to publish it? So they sorted out. So my brother actually worked for a while because my brother-in-law was the son of the Rabbi Simpson. So he took in my brother for a little bit. So they worked on the Rebbe's letters. But anyways, I'm just saying that sometimes there's no name, and I think whenever there's something a personal issue, but there's still instruction, they didn't want to reveal who the person is, and that's why the name is missing. But in any event, the Rebbe is sending, I've received your letters in a timely way, and when I was at the resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, I also, I read your Pidyon Nefesh, that the note that you give to the Rebbe, and based on the matters that you had subscribed there. Also, I was happy to read in your letter dated the 13th of Nisan, that in some of the matters that you were concerned about, they have been corrected, and you also can see that you're also agreeing that these have been fixed. So certainly the Rebbe says that also in the other matters you are going to see an improvement in the situation, in good that is visible and revealed. You know, as the Rebbe many times says, we want the good that is revealed and visible. We don't want just good, which is only God knows it's good, but we don't perceive it as good. We want to see good that we can feel good about, that's good that actually we can, tangible to us in our level. So the Rebbe writes like this now. This that you seem that you are suffering from your heart being too emotionally, your heart being emotionally, I'm not sure, aroused, or you know, feeling that you are maybe too sensitive or something like that, or feelings of the heart. The Rebbe says, I'm most sure, I'm almost positive, the Rebbe says, almost sure that it's only your imagination. And it's only nerves alone, it's your nerves working over here. But in order, the Rebbe says, in order to ease your own concerns, certainly you should visit a doctor who is an expert in this field, and you should do as he instructs you. This is as far as the natural way goes. So you seek medical advice, attention, intervention on bad medical. However, as far as the inner matter of things, you need to place your mind very strongly, stick it into your mind, sort of. In other words, concentrate on it very strongly with a very simple belief that we all Jews possess. We have, because we are believers, the son of believers. We are believers. We really believe in our hearts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem, blessed be He, He created the world. He created the world 5,700 And 11 years ago, that was in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, he created them. So every instant, he continuously creates the world and he leads it according to his wishes. Who is, he is the ultimate good. And the natural activity of somebody who is good is to do good to others. If you are good, you do good to others. So it's obvious that also your concerns are included, that God wants to be good to you, that in your life and in your matters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is in charge, and he's going to lead you to your destination of his desire. He is the one that's leading you. And we had to, when you asked me about the trip, one of the people got up there to speak. He said that unfortunately he had a spiritual, so he says, again, I'm not sure what the whole story is, but that's what he said, that he had a spiritual need to connect to his faith, to his religion, to Yiddishkeit. And he says that his wife, you know, had no interest in it, and she didn't want anything. And, you know, he says they separated, they divorced, and he moved. They used to live in New York, and he lives in Florida now. I guess they divorced. He found another woman, and he married her. And the way he said is that he's like a new person, and Chabad, he goes to Daven, and his father passed away, and now he's coming to say Kaddish. And, you know, he was talking about how Chabad gave him a whole new opportunity in life, and that he's hoping that, you know, he doesn't have much of a relationship with his children, with his family. He's hoping that he's going to be able to get back. Everybody's going to be whole again. But he said God led him in a way that, you know, he didn't know his destiny, but he felt that he needed to. And it's God led him that way, he says. And, you know, he says Chabad was there for him to help him sort of along, because he said that when he lost his... when he lost his father, he doesn't have any family. I mean, I guess everybody was estranged to him, and he didn't know how was he going to mourn even by himself. He didn't have anybody to mourn with. You know, it was like he was an only. But he said that this, you know, the friendship and the people in the shul and the kaddish and the whole thing gave him a tremendous amount and like a new lease on life. He was like totally. But he sort of said, you know, God leads people where he wants them. Sometimes, you know, it's not in our control. And he says, where you really want to be is your inside. You know, sometimes there's an outer layer of us which gets involved with foolishness. But deep down, each one of us, you know, wants to be connected to God. So, therefore, the Rebbe says that sometimes we find you gotta push somebody. Sometimes you force them, so to speak. You know, according to you prompt them. Sometimes people will say, "Well, I'm a hypocrite. Why should I do this? You know, I don't feel that I can really do it because I don't really believe everything that I'm doing, or I don't really behave, you know, in the way I should, you know, and." Why should I do this if I don't? But you prompt them, you push them along in a way, because really deep down they do want it. I mean, that's why they're sometimes resisting it, because they have the inner struggles that you're not so comfortable. But the halacha is, the law is, there's certain rules in which you force the person and he says, "I want," and then it's acceptable, because we say that deep down, every Jew wants to connect to Hashem. So the Rebbe ends with a blessing, and he says, "I pray, may it be Hashem's will, that they would lead you, not with stress," or the Rebbe doesn't say the negative, but the Rebbe says the positive, Hashem should lead you with revealed love, with kindness, with mercy, and take out of your head all your issues about your nerves, about depressions and things like that. The Rebbe doesn't use the word depression, Rebbe nerves, but I'm certain I'm gathering that probably that person was saying that he's suffering from Stresses and things like that, yeah. So the Rebbe says, just take it out of your head. A chassid needs to be not only healthy spiritually, but also physically. So that you can be the one that through whom the shlichus, the mission of the soul descended, so you shouldn't fulfill it to this physical materialistic world. So you got to be healthy. Part is being healthy means being emotionally healthy, being strong emotionally. So the Rebbe is sort of encouraging him not to fall into these thoughts of depression, of sadness, of despondent being this, you know, just stay strong so you can fulfill your mission with blessings, that very soon you should be able to give good news in all the above mentioned matters. I with best regards, Rabbi Hanan says.